what is up, future medics? Not like from the future. I mean, like, in the future, you will be a medic. You get the point. Hey, it's Blake. You know, the experienced critical care paramedic from rural Montana? Yeah, that's me. Okay, look, I struggled with memorizing drugs, and I was looking for a way to make them make more sense. Easier to recall, easier to regurgitate when Instructor Alderman puts you on the spot in the middle of class, when you have not slept in 24 hours because your shift was a mess, right? Exactly. Maybe this will help. A few scenarios that use adenosine, amiodarone, atropine, calcium chloride, diltiazem, dopamine, epinephrine, lidocaine, magnesium, nitroglycerin, and sodium bicarbonate. Yeah, that is a lot of drugs, but Instructor Alderman did give you a lot to memorize, did he not? Let's get it. So you've rolled up on scene, and the patient looks like their heart is trying out for a death metal drum solo. Let's talk about how to tame that rhythm with our favorite box of poisons. Sorry, medications.
First poison. Excuse me, medication. Adenosine.
You walk in and see a patient with a heart rate of 200. Stable vitals, and the monitor screams SVT. Perfect time to bust out adenosine. You warn the patient it'll feel like getting kicked in the chest by a mule. Then push 6 milligrams rapid IV. If that doesn't work, you go 12 milligrams. The mechanism? It slams the AV node with a chemical Ctrl-Alt-Delete, briefly stopping conduction so the heart can reboot. The goal? Get that hummingbird chest down to a human rate.
Second.
Wow. Sorry, that just snuck up on me. Second medication, amiodarone. Now let's say the patient skipped the SVT warm-up and went straight to the big leagues. Pulseless V-fib or wide complex V-tach. CPR's rolling, shocks are flying, and you need something to keep the heart from doing the cha-cha. Enter amiodarone, a potassium channel blocker that prolongs repolarization, slows conduction, and basically bullies the irritable myocardium into behaving. Dose, 300 milligrams IVIO, with a bonus 150 milligrams if the heart's still throwing tantrums. And now something that is both used as an antidote, but also a cardiac drug, atropine. Opposite problem. Your patient's bradycardic, pale, and the monitor's crawling slower than a Monday morning. Time for atropine. It blocks parasympathetic input, letting the heart speed up. Translation, we kick the vagus nerve in the shins. Dose, 0.5 to 1 milligrams IV. Repeat until you hit 3 milligrams. Just don't use it in high-degree blocks or cardiac transplants, unless you like watching drugs fail spectacularly.
All right, here is calcium chloride.
Now imagine the dialysis patient with a potassium level so high their T-waves look like mountain peaks. Calcium chloride is your shield. It doesn't lower potassium, but it stabilizes the cardiac membrane so the myocardium doesn't spontaneously combust into V-fib. Dose, 500 to 1,000 milligrams IV. Just don't mix it with bicarbonate in the same line unless you want to create paramedic snow inside the tubing. Blocking calcium like a dump truck on a one-lane road. Diltiazem, aka cardizem. Let's say it's atrial fibrillation with RVR. Patient's stable, but the rate's giving you whiplash. You could reach for diltiazem, a calcium channel blocker. It slows AV nodal conduction and relaxes smooth muscle. In other words, it tells the atria, calm down, you're drunk. Dose is 0.25 milligrams per kilogram IV. But watch for hypotension because nothing's funnier than fixing a heart rate by bottoming out the blood pressure. Let's add in some good times with dopamine. Next scenario, hypotension that laughs at fluids. Maybe it's cardiogenic shock. Cue dopamine infusion, 2 to 20 micrograms per kilogram per minute. It tickles alpha and beta receptors to boost inotropy and vasoconstriction. Think of it as liquid jumper cables for a failing pump. Problem is, it's a little twitchy. 1 minute it's helping, the next the patient's BP looks like a roller coaster.
Did someone say adrenaline? Okay. Epinephrine, 1/10,000. Full cardiac arrest. Patient's dead, literally. Enter our favorite catch-all, epinephrine. Every 3 to 5 minutes, 1 milligram IV or IO. It cranks alpha and beta receptors, increasing vasoconstriction and cardiac output. The idea is to squeeze blood into the coronary arteries during CPR. Does it save lives or just make corpses harder to resuscitate? Debate continues, but per protocol, you're giving it. It is not just for IOs, guys. Lidocaine. Alternative to amiodarone. Lidocaine. You've got V-fib, pulseless VTAC, or nasty ventricular ectopy. It blocks sodium channels, raising the threshold for depolarization. Translation, it makes the ventricles too lazy to misfire. Doses 1 to 1.5 milligrams per kilogram IV, IO. Bonus, works for numbing IO sites, because drilling into someone's tibia is already medieval enough. Another multi-use drug, not just for respiratory issues. Magnesium sulfate. Ever seen torsades de pointe? It's like the EKG is trying to draw a roller coaster. That's when you reach for magnesium sulfate. 1 to 2 grams, slow IV. It stabilizes the myocardium by depressing excitability and slowing SA impulses. It's basically the chill pill for ventricular chaos. Yo, let's break out some sublingual tabs and get low. Nitroglycerin. Chest pain, hypertension, pulmonary edema. Time for nitro. 0.4 milligrams SL every 5 minutes. Max 3 doses. It's a smooth muscle relaxer that dilates coronary arteries and drops preload and afterload. Downside, if your patient took Viagra or some internet off-brand sildenafil or other sexual enhancing medication recently, you've just caused a blood pressure cliff dive. Always ask unless you enjoy watching Med Control laugh when you call for help.
Wow, that was a lot. Last one, sodium bicarbonate.
And finally, the oddball, sodium bicarb. You save this for special occasions like prolonged cardiac arrest, tricyclic overdose, hyperkalemia, or severe acidosis. It binds hydrogen ions, raising blood pH. Doses 1 milliequivalent per kilogram IV. But don't just shotgun it into every code, otherwise you're just making salty patients. Okay, let's wrap up. So that's the crash cart tour of cardiac meds. Adenosine shocks the heart chemically. Amiodarone and lidocaine calm the ventricles. Atropine speeds things up. Calcium protects against potassium. Diltiazem slows the atria. Dopamine and epi squeeze life into hypotension. Magnesium cools torsades. Nitro eases chest pain, and bicarb saves the weird cases.
Hey, where'd the towel go?
Oh, sorry, forgot this was still recording. One last thing to remember. Every drug is basically controlled poison. Use wisely, follow protocols, and when in doubt, just say per standing orders with confidence. Again, you've got this. Don't forget to listen to the next group of drugs if you enjoyed this.